Verado is an equal housing opportunity community.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, you know, want to know what a MIME file is and how to open it?
Yes.
A lot of people do. That's why I had to write the column this week about MIME files. Watch for that in the Tribune tomorrow morning. Excuse me. Monday morning. Also, you can watch for it in our newsletters and various websites. The MIME format. What is it? How do I deal with it? Coming to a newspaper near you.
Or online.
East Valley Tribune.
Right.
We were speaking with, before we went to break, we were speaking with Steve Estevan.
Yes.
You have a brand new computer, so new it's still sitting in the box, just dating.
Well, yeah, see, my grandson kept last 2 days. He said, well, when are you going to put it together? I said, well, if I leave it in the boxes, I can't break it.
Yeah, but every day it's in the box, see, what if you would have waited a few more days, you would have gotten a little bit better price.
$12.
And your warranty is starting to expire every day. And
don't worry about that.
Get it out of the box, man. Put it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
I just left the good old Radio House. We won't say the brand
name.
Radio
House, okay.
And because I wanted to get a surge protector, correct?
Yeah, well, yes. How much did you pay?
I don't know. It was $18, I think.
You probably got a circuit breaker.
No, it's a 3,080 joule.
Here's the deal. Do they give you, is there a guarantee that if your computer has, if a power surge goes through and gets your computer, we'll give you up to $2,500 to replace the computer or something like that?
No, $150,000.
That's okay.
You're good.
That's what it said on the thing.
Well, that's fine. You're good to go.
You can plug your phone lines into it and everything.
Yeah, just remember this. When those crazy storms come in the summer here, you know, it doesn't matter what you have for protection. Shut your computer down, unplug it from the wall.
Okay.
Okay, that's the only way to guarantee you're not going to get hit. Now,
right.
Getting to your computer, the things that you want to do on your computer, that's what you want to concentrate on learning, not how computers work or how Windows works or that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay? One of the first things that will happen when you turn that machine on is a bunch of tutorials will be shoved in your face. Saying, Steve, learn all about, you know, watch this video and learn all about your new computer.
Welcome. We're going to walk you through setting up Windows.
Yeah.
Like, click. That's what you have to do. Okay, we're going to teach you how to click because you don't know how yet. I mean, it'll be as dumb or as smart as you want it to be from the beginning.
It's a fairly straightforward thing. The only way to learn anything in computers is to do it. So that fear of I'm going to break something, you have to overcome that to a certain extent, not to the point where you're, like, whacking your computer out, but...
Right.
But don't be afraid to try things and click on things and get frustrated. That frustration is how you're going to learn, actually, because if you go to a class and learn all this stuff and then you go home and try to do it, wouldn't be prudent. Not going to do
it. Stay away from video professor?
Well, it depends on how... You know, diligent you're going to be with that. That will likely teach you some things. But before you spend any money doing anything, pop that baby open and play with it this weekend.
And if you got a grandson who's anxious to be there and help you, you know what? You can learn a lot from the youngins.
He has a computer class at school.
Right.
He's telling me all this stuff. When I bought the computer. You know, he said, well, you know, Grandpa, you got to have this and you got to have that.
Right. So somebody's going to help you get set up on some sort of email system. So once that's set up and you understand how to check your mail and how to reply and how to create new messages and all that, you do that on a regular basis. You got that down. Your digital camera, when you go to buy one.
I already got one.
Okay.
Got it with the computer.
Well, there you go. Well, and then what you've done now is given yourself the right to call and talk to the people in India that support the Dell computers so that they can help you because you bought the camera and everything from them.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you run into you can't figure out, you can, you know, if you're willing to wait on hold, call them and go through and have them help you.
Hello, you got the camera now. Plug it into the computer, sir.
Stop that.
Okay.
That's what you'll be
so,
talking to.
The underlying thing here is don't look outside of yourself and what you already have. You probably have 90% of what you need to get started here, and that is the computer itself and the time and the initiative to do it and the lack of fear. Just remember, there's nothing to fear but...
Beer itself.
Beer itself?
Beer.
Beer?
Right.
Yeah,
beer
nothing,
or beer.
Light beer.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, just get in there. You got a support mechanism with your family and the youngins that you got around you. just jump in there and just attack one thing at a time. So today, you want to get the thing set up, you want to get online, and you want to start. You want to send your first email message.
And these things these days are built and put together in such a way that, you know, when you go to plug all this stuff in, you're going to think to yourself, oh my gosh, there's lots of things to plug. What if I get the wrong one in the wrong place? It's all color-coded. Usually,
I've been looking, you know, I've opened the boxes, and I've been looking at all the connectors and everything, and I've got a really sophisticated stereo system, you know.
Oh, so you're good to go.
And,
okay, Steve, here's your assignment. Get online and send us some email. And say, hey, I'm here. And then check back with us next week, and we'll chronicle the maturation of Steve and his Dell computer over the next 6 weeks.
Professor Colburn has now spoken.
See, now you have a reason to really go after this thing, right?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, one quick technical question.
Yes.
Since I got this fancy surge protector.
Yes.
And it has to plug your phone line in and then come out of that to your phone, should I go ahead and use that protection and go to the gateway for the DSL that I have?
No. DSL doesn't use the same as far. That's for a regular dial-up.
That's for like if you had a modem. If you have DSL, you need to come straight out of the wall to your DSL modem, and then from there to your computer and on the chain.
And the little adapters that they have and all that stuff. So
right.
See, you've got high speed internet. You got a new computer.
Yeah. I got MSN. It's my provider.
You're good to go.
You're going to have XYZ and KUX before you know it.
You're going to be throwing acronyms at us like crazy next week.
Cool.
All right,
cool.
Steve.
Okay, I'll try to get it up and running and send you an email.
Don't be afraid.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care.
When you can snatch the stone from my hand.
Snatch the pebble from my hand.
It's the pebble.
Grasshopper.
My bad.
Yeah. What else we got here? Yes?
Oh, young Steve.
No. Yeah?
That's actually old Steve.
Yeah, whatever.
Forget it. It's not going to work out at all.
Exactly. Should we talk to Larry?
We got time for Larry.
Now, I thought I did the Oriental ones and you did the Indian ones.
I'm so confused.
Right. Larry, you got a gateway and
you got an average white guy.
DVDs that are choppy?
Yeah, they're choppy, all right. Here's what I got. The problem is, I noticed that my DVDs and that, and the music was doing it too. And
you pop the thing in there to go and play something, and it starts to stop and stop.
Yeah, it kind of stops and goes. Like it'll go for about a minute, and all of a sudden I'll get this like hesitation stop, and it'll go again.
Do you pay your electricity bill pretty regular?
Yep.
Okay, that's
We've got one of two problems, or actually maybe two of two problems. How old is the computer?
It's a brand new one. It's about 2003 Gateway.
Okay.
Tower, and what I did was one time as I cut off the one of my spyware things on there, and it quit doing it. But somebody before that told me that I got the wrong DirectX in here. Like I put 9.0B in here. I downloaded that, and they told me that's beta. Don't use that.
Right.
So I switched to, I downloaded a 9.0 and put it in here, and now I'm getting this skip back no matter what I turn off on here on these, you know.
Well, I'm not sure that downloading drivers and things was necessarily the case, especially if it's a brand new computer. You may want to check with, well, first of all, you can try undoing whatever you did that caused it to work poorly all the time. Do you know how to go to your control panel and remove those updates and patches?
I know how to get into the control panel.
Yeah, there's an option in there for add remove programs.
Yes, right.
Yeah, look in there and it'll show you. You can even sort by date. Mm-hmm. But you can look for that update, that DirectX update that you tried to use or tried to put in that you said made a difference and made it worse.
Oh, okay.
You can try to take that out. The bottom line generally on this situation is that the computer is so busy juggling so many different tasks in the background, that stuff that you can't see, that it's not able to properly deliver this video to you.
If you're running lots of applications, you know, when you're watching a DVD in your computer, there's probably nothing more you're going to be doing other than watching that DVD, so make sure you close all open programs. If you have any kind of instant messaging program or your email, close all that stuff down. Try to stop as many things as you can from running before you start playing your DVDs.
How many little buttons do you see down there by your clock? How many little icons?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's about 8 too many.
That's about eight too many, is
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
That one of those or many of those programs are probably what's causing that choppy performance. And then you exacerbated it by...
Ooh, Dr. Art's going to be impressed. Use one of his words.
I know. By adding this new driver that obviously made it worse for you.
You can try right-clicking on some of those programs that are down there, those little icons, and choosing a close or disable option. The only ones I would
exit.
Leave going... Yeah, the only ones I would leave going are your antivirus software.
Right.
And anything else that won't give you those options?
Are you one of those victims of, does he have like Norton System Works or McAfee Office?
I just got plain old Norton virus.
Norton antivirus.
Yeah.
Good man. That's a good decision.
Yeah, I heard you guys. I listen to your show all the time. They don't buy the works.
Yeah, the System Works, if that's one of those programs that infiltrates the system so much that it causes some poor performance in these various areas. But you're going to want to kind of go through that one at a time and figure out how much of this stuff is causing the problem. But that is the issue.
Okay, but if I get rid of the ones that I downloaded on it at 9 point, which is the right one to have on there? Because I had this thing originally had it was 8.0 or something, 8.1.
If you go to the Windows Update site, whatever the latest one they have there available for you, that's the one I would have.
But the thing is, this is a brand new computer, right?
Right.
It's a brand new gateway, which means it doesn't come with any updates, so it's just Windows XP installed, which
brand
means...
How long ago did you get this?
It was made like in December of last year, 2003.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'm saying is when it ships, it's capable of playing DVDs no problem. So you shouldn't have to make any modifications just to play DVDs. They don't ship those so that you can't play DVDs. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So something else, maybe that once you got it, maybe you added some things, you allowed things to be installed that kind of added to what's already in there. And then, you know, Gateway's famous for preloading a bunch of garbage anyway. So now you've kind of added more to it, and there's just so much going on, the computer can't keep up. It's kind of like if you go to Vegas to play blackjack, and the blackjack dealer's also serving drinks and has to go park people's cars, and, you know.
Yeah.
You get a little ticked off, because, like, where's that damn dealer at?
Right.
I need to lose more money quicker.
So that's kind of what's happening in your computer. So you need to start taking tasks away from that dealer so he can just deal to you.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Try to get rid of that DirectX 90B and all that.
Well, anything...
I wouldn't worry about that technical stuff nearly as much as I'd worry about trying to turn off...
All the rest of the garbage.
Yeah. Well, and get it back to the way it was when you first, you know, were able to actually play sometimes.
Okay.
You're saying it got worse after you did something, so anytime that happens, you want to undo whatever you did.
Okay, that sounds good to me, then. I'll give that a whirl.
All right, Larry.
I'll let you know. I thank you very much.
Happy DVD non-choppiness.
Thank you. You have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. And you know what, Michael? Make it a point. Let's put in our newsletter next week a tip on how to see what processor utilization is in these Windows XP machines.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. So people can see that their processor is completely 100% being used right now. That's why things are slow. That's why things aren't happening.
Well, when it's all said and done, too, he's going to figure out how to get this thing smooth and then realize, you know, I really don't want to watch a movie on a 15-inch screen. I think I'll go put it in my... big DVD player for my home television.
But you got to be able to do it at least once.
Yeah, but most people do it once and then say, I don't want to ever do this again.
Yeah, but when your buds come over, you go, hey, check it out.
I can watch a movie on my computer. And they
come
say,
over
yeah,
here.
So could I.
Come over here and shove yourself into the little corner here where I don't have a chair. Come
everybody
on, watch
stand it. Over my shoulder and watch.
Wait, don't spill that Coke on my keyboard. Well, actually, a lot of games now come with DVDs, so.
Yes, that is true.
I wonder if he was a big gamer.
I don't know. Where are we at here?
We're overdue for a break.
Okay.
Because I'm getting sleepy again.
All right.
We got to take a break. Got to stretch. Got to pop our fingers and...
calisthenics.
Right.
All right.
And then when we come back, we'll try to finish up the last segment with more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner. And we'll be right back.